Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Let's have a look at those markets with the ever entertaining Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, CJ. I hope you're well and you had a good weekend.
I had a mixed weekend. We'll talk about it off air.
Sorry.
Now, Moody's have downgraded United States debt, and it caused a storm of debate over the weekend.
It did. I mean, you could argue that they're finally recognising and flagging a major issue, which is that America's federal government debt continues to gallop higher. Equally, you could argue that, frankly, they're shutting the stable door for the horse has gone, because it's the other credit rating agencies, S&P and Fitch, downgraded American debt in 2011 and 2023. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said, well, I don't put much credence in what Moody's have got to say anywhere. I suppose he would, and it'll be interesting to see if the Trump administration now exacts its traditional retribution in some ways. And in some ways, it does feel like a bit of a statement of the obvious, but it does flag America's debt is $36 trillion. The annual interest bill is $1.1 trillion. That's a fifth of the tax take. And a third of the debt has got to be refinanced. Sorry, half the debt has got to be refinanced in the next 3 years. And that will be at higher interest rates. The debt will continue to gallop higher. That's why we've got so much friction on Capitol Hill about the big, beautiful bill that Donald Trump wants to put through with tax cuts, which Republicans are pushing back on at the moment. And the one thing that has been paying attention to all of this is the gold price, which, as we know, since the S&P downgrade 12, 14 years ago, has shot higher.
I see the 30-year bond yield in the United States is now officially above 5%. So in that respect, the markets are responding. But it'd be interesting to see what equities do to this downgrade, whether they will just shrug it off. Asia was down slightly, but I think that was more to do with Japanese debt than anything
else. It was. Yeah, I mean, the American stock market is showing down 1%. I think some of that was probably down to Trump and Bessent telling Walmart to eat the tariffs and not put prices up on customers and cut its margins. I think that may have something to do with it. But Japan, again, this is almost the kind of poster child or script for where America could end up if it's not careful. Japanese debt to GDP is 260%, which makes what happened in Greece, Spain and Portugal 15 years ago look like a Vickers tea party. America's at about 120% right now. But finally, you know, Japan has been running quantitative easing and government money printing and bond buying for what feels like forever. And the markets are starting to think, can this go on? You know, on what something, if something can't go on forever, then it eventually has to stop. And Japanese government borrowing costs are going up. The 40-year bond is now a 40-year high, I think, of 3.5%. And that's the markets suggesting that they are losing a little bit of faith in the size of some of these government debt mountains. And it's interesting that those US numbers that we've just talked about, when you and I started our careers not that long ago, they'd have been looked at as markets that would have embarrassed a tin pot republic, an emerging market. Now they're relatively standard for developed markets, which is probably the only reason why they've got away with them for so long in some ways.
Yeah, the problem for Japan is, of course, that they have a rapidly aging population.
Yeah.
And they don't have any immigration coming in to kind of to do that young work, to do that younger, harder work. And as a result, someone's going to have to pay this debt back. And it puts a huge burden on those people who are already working.
Yeah, in the end, the economy, GDP growth is productivity times by population growth. And that's kind of all she wrote. So any levers that government is looking to pull must be looking on those two things. And we know that immigration is a massive hot button topic in virtually any country in the West that you care to think of. But when birth rates are as limited as they are, that is an issue that needs to be addressed. And this intangible issue of productivity and how you get people to work faster, help them do better jobs when they're there, what type of jobs do they do? There are no easy solutions. And much of it, I'm sure, comes right back to education, which means it's a multi-year project. But those are ultimately the two levers that governments have got available to them. And Japan, as you say, is struggling on both fronts at the moment.
Now, the Ozempic or Wegovy drug maker Novo Nordisk, once Europe's largest company by market cap, has slimmed down its upper management over the weekend.
By one. I'm afraid to say we shouldn't laugh because the poor chap's lost his job. It's Lars Fruergaard Jorgensen, who was the boss of Novo Nordisk for 8 years. And he was given the push over the weekend by the Danish company's board. The shares have halved. It's coughed up a profit warning. It's had a couple of drug trials for new products like CagriSema that haven't gone well. And the ultimate issue is, fabulously popular as its weight loss drugs have been, which started off as diabetes treatments, things like Wegovy and Ozempic, surprise, surprise, very fat profits and very rapid growth attract competition. That's how capitalism should work. And Eli Lilly, with a drug called Mounjaro, is catching up fast. And it's also now got a new pill version called Orforglipron. I think I'm hoping I'm producing that right. So you don't even, so anybody, people who are needle phobic like me, if that's the kind of way that you are, then you can actually start taking this orally. So another challenge for Novo Nordisk, and the board clearly feel that, you know, the CEO, Mr. Jorgensen, hasn't responded quickly enough to all of these challenges. I think some of these drugs go off patent and they're going to be open to generic competition in a year or two as well. So the board has decided that he's going to carry the can and that things need to change pretty quickly.
We'll watch that very carefully. Russ, thank you very much and have a great week. That is Russ Mould there from AJ Bell. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.